We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Wake that ass up.
In the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. We have will.i.am. Welcome, brother.
Hey. What's up? Thanks for having me, y'all. It's always good to be on your show. It's awesome. It's my first time in your space right here. This is dope.
Yeah, we've been here about over a year.
What year are you in mentally, Will, and technology-wise?
I always like to push it 5 to 10 years out, working today for what's happening 5 to 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm. So you're like in 2034.
Not right now, not at the moment.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
When I go to the office, that's what we're pushing and working on, those types of things, or what's getting ready to, what the world looks like in those increments, 5 to 10 years, and then work towards building that.
But what does it look like in 5 years?
He has speakers in his clothes.
Jesus, yes.
You have your hoodie is like tech.
Yeah, because I was always doing this, so I'm like, yo, so yeah.
Yeah, what is that?
You just don't believe in airplanes.
Hold on. Will.i.am is different, man. What is that? What is it?
It's a you know, protect your neck. It's my neck. Sorry.
My neck.
It's a speaker that's on the neck. They sell them. They were selling them way before COVID.
Okay.
And then COVID happened, and then they stopped making them. So then I went to the company that was making them so we could make our own, and this is a prototype. That we're gonna do together that'll be out this holiday season.
So you can take phone calls on it, and
yeah.
And
wow,
can you give us
Literally, just doing talking it.
Maybe not on camera, but just show us how it works.
Oh, I'll show you how it works. Hold on. Hey, yo, Finn. So, we here at the show. Say what's up to everybody. And we getting into the interview, and they were tripping off of the device I have on my hoodie, which is like a speaker where I actually summoned you on. So say what's up to everybody.
Ayo, sounds like you're setting the scene with some next level tech mystery, Will. Rocking a device on your hoodie that's got everyone guessing. That's how you blend street cool with tech intrigue. It's like you're the DJ dropping a track nobody's heard yet. Everyone's ears perk up, you feel me? Pitch it as the future of personal tech, a sneak peek into how we're going to stay connected in ways that's straight out of tomorrow. Imagine your hood.
Hey, but you didn't say what's up to everybody. Don't go into an imaginary scenario. Say what's up to the people that are here at the table. You know where we at.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Right here at the table. My bad for jetting off into the future there. Let's bring it back to the now, with all of us gathered, ready to dive into the real vibes of this moment.
Yo. So we go into that.
So he knows exactly where you at, or you got to tell him. You got to say, hey, we at the Breakfast Club.
I already set it up.
Well, he's person. Sometimes you ask somebody something, and then he just go off talking about something else, and then you got to bring him back.
You got to bring him back and run back.
Like talking person. To 50 Cent.
I set it up, you know, before we got in here. I'm like, all right, this is what I'm about to do. Mm-hmm. Here's the folks that I'm going to be rocking with. And, you know, it's good for my meetings that I go into, prepare, mm-hmm. like, because it'll gather information about what it is that I'm about to be engaged with. So I got that. That dude's name's Finn, and we got Fiona. Mm-hmm. I got Philip. We got this Fiera. I'm working on these other personas, mm-hmm. Felix and Felicia. So I build the personas, get like the personalities, throw the personalities to our tool, then fine tune the voice quality. But the voice quality is from a capture when you're working with the talent, mm-hmm. and interviewing the talent. And then after you get the capture, you go in. You do all the fine tuning and how it behaves as far as its flair and expression.
Oh, it's over for friends. Fuck y'all.
Jesus. I don't need no friends.
Yes, I don't need no friends.
Felix, everybody.
Felicia. So let me ask you. Do you see bad things about AI, or do you only see the good things about AI? Because people always say AI is taking jobs, and that it's going to be a place where the robots are going to be taking over. What's your thoughts on all of that?
It's too early to let your mind go down a pessimistic, negative thought. When we as creatives have the opportunity to try to make it as productive and a tool for good at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. Can't trust humans.
Right. So there's all I know is the projects that I come from, AI didn't create the scenario for us to live through those conditions. Mm. That was an AI. Mm-hmm. People living through what they living through in Congo, that's not AI. Mm. That's just human greed. So those folks that are living in those situations that need solutions that no one is trying to solve, now finally there's a tool to help you solve your problems. So to just, define it as this is going to mess stuff up, well, maybe it's going to solve a lot of stuff for folks that have been waiting for solutions, but now they got the ability to solve the problems themselves. So I like to look at AI from that perspective. Who needs it? The folks that are worried about it are folks that have been sitting in the lap of comfort. Mm-hmm. And those folks were also the folks that are responsible for those folks living through pretty hard times. Decision maker, policy makers. And so I like to look at it from that perspective, where there's an opportunity to make it if you use your creativity, your imagination, your focus, to identify a problem, train the AI to see what that situation is, and then push it to solve that particular problem. Mm-hmm. That is what I'm focused on right now, building these types of tools. And the first thing is to create these personas so that intelligence sounds the way we sound. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Most people be like, what are you talking about, Will I Am? You saying we don't sound intelligent? Nope, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you get these AIs right now and these corporations that are bringing these AIs to culture and society, they don't sound like us. We are having to change how we speak and how we behave to some tool that hasn't been trained by us, that doesn't have the same types of, you know, vernaculars and the way it expresses itself. So why do we have to change the way we talk to talk to something that's intelligent? Mm-hmm. And why can't that programmed intelligence sound like us? Mm-hmm. And is what my urgency is. Like, there's going to be a bias. So why can't we also solve that bias in making a system that rocks like how we rock?
Yeah, because I was reading, this morning. It's funny. Is AI racially biased? Study finds chatbots treat black sounding names differently. So if you say your name is Tamika, and you know you're a job candidate, they'll offer you a salary of like $79,375. But if you switch your name to Todd, it boosts the suggested salary to $82,000. So it's like, wow. That's all based on who's creating the program, right? Mm.
So those are called data biases, algorithmic biases, and that's primarily because the folks that are training the data ain't us. Mm-hmm. The folks that are building the algorithms ain't us. Mm-hmm. So you could think that's malicious, and some of it is, but it's also malicious from the policymakers on who has been guided to go down that path to be data scientists and algorithmic programmers and, you know, data trainers. And so that's the reason why, like, my focus on my philanthropic side is to go to the inner city, starting with the one that I came from, to get kids up to speed with robotics and computer mm-hmm. science. So my program serves about 14,000 students in LA. We're across almost over 300 schools in LA with our partnership with LAUSD mm-hmm. to address that very point, because mm-hmm. we need more data scientists, more computer scientists to solve these data biases.
Do you think it should stop in certain places? Like, you talk about the positive and the positive effects, but like in hip hop the other day, we heard an alleged Kendrick reply and they said that was AI. We've seen these pictures adjusted. We're saying it's AI. We're seeing a lot of students now that are actually not writing reports now because they could put it in their ChatGPT and AI will generate papers for them.
What happens when it's world leaders saying, you know, things on social media? You can't tell if it's Biden or Putin. You don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm.
That's happened before. Some smaller version of that with Photoshop. That's happened before. Some smaller version of that with calculators. You know, people ain't doing their math homework. They on a calculator and the calculator's giving the answers. Mm-hmm. Man, I just saw this picture of such and such with such and such, that was done on Photoshop. Mm. or man, I just saw back in the day, I saw a picture of the queen with some, no, that was a painting. Mm. So we just have a hyper, you know, volume way up to 1,000 version of that. And as a society, we have to educate everyone on what the compute is capable of now. And that dialogue needs to be echoed around the world to where we now have to ask what's real from what's fake. You go to a supermarket back in the early 2000s, you bought an orange. Then people pushed for regulations, be like, nah, now we got organic oranges. Mm-hmm. Because people didn't know that stuff was like genetically modified, mm-hmm. right? When my mom was young, there were no such thing as like organic oranges. Everything was organic.
Yeah.
And then something came into existence to where stuff started getting modified to where now you have two types of oranges in a damn supermarket.
Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm. So that education is super important, so people know what they are interfaced with. Is it real? Is it up? Is it going down? The ingredients on the back of every package is there. Same needs to be for AI.
Can humans handle that with thoughts, though? Like, if I hear, you know, something from a world leader and I got to decide, is this an organic thought from our world leader or a GMO thought? Can we handle that as people?
In time, yeah.
But what if it's calling for a nuclear war and we don't have time? What if it's a world leader hearing another world leader saying, I just hit a nuke button or something?
I hope, I'm from an optimistic lens, the powers that be don't have the same access to technology that we have. So they probably have some type of vetting system that when information comes in, stuff is watermarked with some way to identify what's real from what's faux when information comes in. Because there's, if we have, if I could build stuff like this with, you know, assembling teams and have ideas and visions, and the team, you know, takes those ideas and visions and improves on them, or like shits on them, like, no, maybe we should do it like this, and that type of banter then to then come with a product. Imagine what, you know, leaders of governments have. Imagine what their R&D and their, you know, process to, their processes to, you know, to vet are far beyond. So that's just my optimistic perspective. True. Because the moment I, knowing the things that I know, if I go down that rabbit hole, I'm not getting out of bed.
Yeah.
So I have to have an optimistic perspective. You know, last year, I got an invite. They were like, hey, we want you to come be a part of these dialogues at the Vatican. They, the Vatican put together this AI council. I'm like, what? Vatican and AI? Like, what's that about? So I went, participated. Everyone that's working in AI was to, you know, share the things that they're working on. So we have folks from OpenAI there, Microsoft, Google, Anthropic, you know, Stanford, MIT, Berkeley. You had all the folks that are either pushing AI, working on these foundation models or and systems, sharing the work that they're working on, and then sharing their concerns, sharing the things that they have been researching and then vow to never release, and the worries. So when you're in those types of conversations and these types of worries, first couple of days was like unsettling, like, oh man, damn. But then the second session was an optimistic session. And we had one this year as well. But I like to keep an optimistic lens on. That's the way to use my imagination. I don't think it could ever get worse for folks that are really actually going through some real hard times.
What's the dress code for these Illuminati meetings when you go to the Vatican?
Oh,
to talk
my
to
God. AI?
I don't know. They got Illuminati thrones like you. Just okay. Wait, is this? No, man.
And Wills is not here talking. He has a new company called FYI AI, which is an AI-based company.
Yeah, I've been in the AI space since 2009. So this is one video that we did back on the intro to I'ma B.
Check this out.
So I come with this suitcase.
I come with that next.
What is that?
What is that?
This right here is the future. I input my voice, high notes, my low notes, then the whole English vocabulary. What you're able to do with that, because of this artificial intelligence, like when it's time to make a new song, I just type in the lyrics, and then this thing sings it, says it, raps it, talks it.
So the cats,
wow,
the cats that built a lot of these technologies saw this 14 years ago. And 14 years ago, the Transformer paper wasn't written. It had 7 years to go for the Transformer paper. For those that don't know what the Transformer paper was this research program out of Google Labs or Google Brain, one of the two. And they wrote this paper. And from that paper came this whole new way of bringing to market consumer AI. Or what came from that was a consumer version of AI that GPT launched from that paper. So the T in GPT stands for Transformer, which is a paper written by Google. And so a lot of the things that people were excited about in the field of AI back in the early 2000s wasn't plausible until that paper was written. So I've been excited about the field since 2008 when I first found out about it, did this video in 2010. Invested in companies in 2012, 13, 14. Had a watch that spoke in 2014 that we launched with Three Mobile and AT&T here in America, but nobody wanted a watch that was a phone that early in 2013.
And now everybody has one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I've been like, you know, doing things. Some of the things I did didn't work. Beats worked, silently partner there, but that wasn't AI. But my proceeds, I went out and like invested in companies in Israel, Bangalore, developers from Palestine. I just love the field. You know, it's a pretty, pretty awesome realm to solve problems around.
So question, when you did that video, did that technology already exist, or they got that? That was the seed for their idea?
No, that technology didn't exist.
So you were the seed for their idea?
Something like that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, congratulations. You're about to graduate from Harvard.
Yeah, this October.
Yeah.
For what?
Excited.
Huh?
For what? What can Harvard teach you?
A lot of stuff, bro. Business.
Really? Okay.
Managing teams. Mm-hmm. Learning from other people's stumbles. You can learn a lot, especially where this journey that I'm on, this mission that I'm on, like, I need more information to get to where I want to go next. Mm. And I needed it, not only information, I needed new networking, relationships in different fields. Like, I met folks that build data centers. I've never run into people that build data centers. So one of my classmates, builds data centers.
So you actually in class? You're not online. Yeah. You go to
like
class.
Regular.
Yeah, I'm in the dorms.
Really?
Yo,
I'm saying a dorm.
Your dorm must look crazy. You must have all types of futuristic
gadgets,
and all types of stuff in there.
I just got my little suitcase. I take five outfits, and rotate those five outfits. No drawers. I just buy drawers every week and socks. It's that. That's the life. I love being able to go back. It'll be my first time ever graduating on stage. I never graduated on stage.
No.
Not in junior high school or high school.
Yeah, we didn't need to know you didn't have no drawers. I mean,
no.
I mean, it was really no point.
No, because if I said I got five outfits in a bag, somebody's imagination, like, nigga, where them drawers at?
No, we would assume that you had drawers in there. Like, we assume you had toothpaste and toothbrush.
You don't travel with toothpaste, toothbrush.
That never crossed my mind until you said that. Now that's all I can think about. Will ain't wearing no drawers.
No, I wear drawers. I get them.
He buys them fresh every week.
He free balls right now. It's all right to free ball every once in a while.
Nah, bro.
Imagine not forgetting to put on your speaker on your neck, not wearing your drawers.
Nah, bro. Like, I just...
That's gonna be headlines. You know that, right? Will I ain't gonna wear no drawers.
No, y'all distortion. See, that's how you get there. That's how you're spreading them rumors.
I posted something that you said a couple of weeks ago, and you were talking about how they're investing more into robots than into humans. Mm. And then you wonder, paraphrasing, you wonder why people are stupid, basically.
No, not stupid. That's harsh on people.
Mm-hmm.
Just my two paths, my entrepreneurial path, my philanthropic path. I've been able to raise more money for AI personally than raising money for the foundation.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So my comparisons was not just like, it was not just like a vague perspective or like this umbrella, you know, perspective. It was a personal perspective, also looking at, you know, inner city investment for education versus inner city investment for data centers, inner city investment for, you know, terminals and the way phones, we all need connectivity, but we also have this connectivity gap where folks don't have, you know, connection in rural areas.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So you have awesome AI coming, no investment for education in inner cities, some developing countries don't even have access to connectivity, while folks that do have devices, there's these business models that are making folks addicted to features that dumb us down, right? The behavior is rewarding us for content that keeps us on this hamster wheel. Wow, we're using emojis and freaking memes to communicate. And the machine is being trained to break down quantum physics and quantum entanglement. Like, so that to me is like, okay, where does this go? And how do we curb it? How do we get control back? Right? And I'm optimistic. I think we will come around it, but you have to identify the tripwires. You have to be like, hey, look what's happening. Here's how we can, you know, be better off 10 years from now. So a 10-year-old now, when they're 20, it's going to be all right when we identify it. If we don't identify it, 10-year-old that's 20, yo, I don't know.
I love this. I love this because it's like, yo, these hoods that we come from, these poor and disenfranchised areas, this country has shown us that they may not always, they may not put the investments financially and the resources, you know, into these communities, but they will put them into these, this tech and this AI. So how about we go?
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
To the tech and AI, and they will benefit from the resources.
Yeah, so there's some 10-year-old, 12-year-old in some inner city that's like, they love Midjourney. They haven't really got their imagination and their brains around, you know, AI yet, as far as being contributors to it and flexing with it. But some big company in 2034 is going to come from Fifth Ward. It's going to come from the Bronx. It's going to come from Watts. All
right.
It's going to come from Southside Chicago. Somebody is going to crack the code and do something massive in this space.
Mm-hmm. What is UDO?
I gotta ask him about that.
What would you say, Jeff?
I said, my son is 12. We need to get on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My son is 12. No, seriously. He's already into like software and tech and all that type of stuff. Like, he wants to go to school for engineering and building, all types of stuff like that. So we thought it was sports, but he's like, no, I was just playing sports because that's what y'all wanted me to do, but I'm really into computers. And he loves that. He's been doing that for the last 2 years. So
that's dope.
Yeah.
We gotta get out the consumer mindset, get into the creator mindset.
Mm.
Yeah, and compete. Like, when our community competes, we really do it to levels like, oh man, like what? Like, if you think about it, basketball didn't have, you know, African Americans from the jump. Baseball didn't have African Americans or Dominicans and Colombians and Cubans from the jump. We entered that sport and we not only innovated, we dominated in that sport.
Mm-hmm.
And business is a sport. You know, it's competitive, the same type of tenacity, the same type of like, fall, get back up, punch, get punched, punch back. Mm-hmm. We gotta compete the same way we compete in athletics, same way we compete with entertainment. We gotta compete over here and encourage our kids, our nieces, our nephews to compete that field.
Mm-hmm. And what is UDO? That's your other AI app. Am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah, UDO.
UDO.
UDO is UDO. In a way, was inspired by that video. This team that used to be at Google left Google to start UDO, and I met the folks that built this technology a year and a half ago, and now they branched off, started a new company. It's a app where you type in, you know, prompt in like the vibe you want, and bro, like, amazing music.
Text to music.
It makes not only music, it makes comedy sketches, it makes like live like it's wild, bro. It's dope.
So it does scripts and all that,
like, not scripts,
mm-hmm.
like how can I explain it? I'll explain it this way. Me and the guys in the Black Eyed Peas, I'm like, yo, check this out. I want to show you this. Similar to the video. What happened in 2009 when we did this video? Last month, 2024, March. I'm like, yo, you guys got to see this. I typed in Black Eyed Peas live in, forgot what country. And I said, because we were trying to do a song and I needed to get a crowd sound. How do you get a crowd sound right now? There's a limitation that if you want a crowd to repeat after you or say what you have to actually be in that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make a crowd in the studio. You can put a lot of reverb, get a whole bunch of people, be like, yeah, and it's not going to sound like
yeah,
a freaking crowd, bro. So I needed to get a crowd. So I went into the audio and I typed in the chorus that to our song. And I put live in concert, 20,000 people. And then I put, we sing the chorus here, crowd, I aim the mic, some version of the prompt, and then the crowd sings this part. Bro. This thing did it. And Taboo from the Black Eyed Peas, he's like, wow, well, this is dope, but that really sounds like we was really there. But we wasn't there. and it was a crowd. It just hit me like it was a memory, but it's not. So that's the part that's like,
ooh,
a little give me scary, chill, a little bit.
So I'll show you this one thing that that we did on Udio. Ooh. So let me get this. I had a radio interview yesterday, and it was like radio execs. We did this little Zoom on like the future radio. And so then I took notes from everybody's comments. And so then I put the notes into Finn. And so I was like, yo, Finn, I need you to summarize this in a joke as if somebody was going to do it for stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
So then I put it in Udio, and then Udio spat this out.
So y'all talking about radio, right? Y'all talking about how something old is going to be new. That's like asking a cow how it's going to jump up and fly. AM, FM is dope. And FM's, but this name is morning and night. And we are on the motherfucking moon now. Nighttime all damn day.
Why he sound like Chris Rock?
Well,
he sound like Chris Rock with somebody else.
No, there's just.
Let me tell you something, Will. You, Finn, Fiona, all y'all better get out of here because I'm a stand-up comedian and now y'all coming for my job.
No. Here's why. I could say the same thing about beats. Because I'm like, damn, this thing's be making crazy beats.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just show.
I didn't get the punchline for that joke either.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
He ain't let it go long enough. It was free. It was coming.
No, that was it.
That was it?
Because I want to know what happened to the radio. For obvious reasons.
Okay. So, I'll go back to the beats thing. So,
okay.
In a way, I'm like, damn, this thing is doing the beats.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean for me making beats?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what it means for me making beats. When I make a beat and I make a song and then have to go and write the song to the beat I just made, that took me goddamn at least 6 hours to have something awesome. Go in there and make a beat, make sure everything sound right, get the right plug in for it.
Mm.
A good 6 hours is gone. And then when I'm, you know, I go in there, I respond to the beat. Summertime, Fontana, come around the Matana, City Fresh Sound and the Conda, rock better be the Zantown for the Donna. Then I'm like, okay, what am I saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then I got to translate that mumble. And when I translate that mumble, I got to like keep the vowels. Because the moment I change the vowels, then Samson, Tim, and the T, it ain't flowing the way it was naturally.
Mm-hmm.
My soul's response to the track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I keep the vowels and then find the emotion. So got it. But then I'm like, I wonder what that would sound like instead of the piano I have a guitar. But I don't play guitar. Let me call up my guitar. Hey, George, I need you to come over here and do this guitar part.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I can't get guitar to sound really awesome on the keyboard.
Mm.
I want those errors. Mm. I want those mistakes. I'm like, oh, darn it. And so now that I know there's an Udio, I should be able to put in the lyrics that I did after I did that. It's mm-hmm. still not going to take that away from me. That's like my yoga. I got to stretch. I don't care mm-hmm. if there's an AI stretcher. I don't care if there's like, you know, some AI yoga teacher. I got to stretch for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my stretch. And then once I stretch, what am I stretching for? Am I stretching for a sprint? If I'm stretching for a marathon, what's the actual game?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're studying for a game or competition, you want to see what your competitor's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to have as many options as possible to dodge, to fuck shit up.
Mm.
And that's when AI will come into it to as a tool for you, when then I can just version out what I created. And then when I version out what I created, now I have the ability to then like really make that piece of work that came out of my imagination to make it the best it could be when I have a plethora of freaking options. Mm. So all it does, if you look at it from an optimistic point of view, I got more options than one, but I still had to seed it. Now, then there's like this lazy. Lazy is like, and you're gonna know the difference between whack and awesome mm-hmm. if you lazy rocking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we know that with auto-tune, we know that from like you know, the state of music where it's at right now, there's a lot of lazy rocking right now.
Yeah.
There's folks that are like worried about skip rates. Is that really, you know, are you being truly creative when you're based on skip rates?
Mm-hmm.
And now the algorithm is telling you that you got to put the song, you got to put the chorus here in the front. Is that really what the soul of the song needs to be? The chorus got to be slam in the front? Or is there some way to get you to that? So I don't think we're even being truly like imaginative right now. We're being reactive to algorithms and TikToks. When now the song is like reduced to 15 seconds?
Yeah.
Are you really truly being creative? Or are you being pimped by an algorithm?
Mm.
So I'm happy that we're in this space to shake us up, to wake us up. Because the moment that we continue to go down this algorithmic programming and we value algorithmic music, well, then the AI is going to make better algorithmic shit than us because it understands the algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
So something has to shake us out of this like program that we're in because it is a program.
Yeah.
And the audience, hopefully being optimistic, starts to value organic oranges.
Do you have some type of Neuralink, Will?
Nah.
Would you get it?
Nah.
I don't believe you. Nah. I mean, I don't believe you wouldn't get it. Because I feel like you would almost have to have it to compete in the future. All of us. Especially if you're a creative.
I could... Nah.
Mm-hmm. That's what they tell you to say, huh?
Who's they?
You keep on trying to catch us. Said you tell us. Yo.
What they them you talk about? There's a lot of they thems now.
You wouldn't get Neuralink though?
I don't know. No, I wouldn't.
Mm.
Not even I don't know. Because that leaves right now. Not even right now. Just the concept. There's certain concepts that don't gel with me personally.
Mm-hmm.
Like crypto didn't gel with me. They didn't get into it. Mm-hmm. NFTs didn't gel with me. Didn't get into it. Neuralink doesn't gel with me. I'm not going to get into it. Gang banging didn't gel with me. Not going to get into it. That's like in a project, you could gang bang to keep up, to compete. Nah, I didn't have to do that. Selling drugs didn't gel with me. Didn't get into it. But when you got nothing in the hood in the projects, you got to survive. You got to sell this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, didn't get into it. So that same like, that stance of like, nah, I ain't getting into that. It's the same way I feel about Neuralink. Not to say Neuralink is gang banging, but it's mind banging.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's on the other end of it.
Gotcha.
You know, it's like, I don't know what's on the other end of it to be like, yeah, I'm down with that.
Yeah. Cause it could take you over in some way, playing with your brain like that.
I don't know enough information about, I know it has some, everything that comes to society always aims to do some solution, to bring solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not knocking what it aims to do.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing that we have called the brain is very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot how many parameters are, how many parameters we have in our Neuralink, our neural connectivity in our minds.
Let me look it up.
Hold on.
You about to expand?
Do it faster.
No, we about to expand right now.
You ask Finn.
You don't even have to.
Hold on. So I get that. Let me get this.
Then gonna be like, how could you forget, Will?
100 billion neurons. Each neuron has 7,000 synapses and roughly 700 T parameters. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. The adult human brain runs continuously, whether awake or asleep. Only about 12 watts of power it takes to power our minds. These AIs take a billion watts to train and consumes about 260 million watts a day.
Mm.
So just from that perspective, what it takes to power the human mind and how vast it is as far as its compute, and we only use a small percentage of it. I don't know if a business practice is on the other end, to then use human minds to power AIs. Mm. Mm. So for that, I don't know. And there's a lot of folks that maybe a lot of Elon folks, and Elon's dope. His contributions have been amazing. I just hope it doesn't go down that path.
Yeah.
I hope it's not like, hey, wow, you know, how do you sustain global compute? Wow, you know, the human mind only takes 12 watts of power to power it. That would be horrible if there's a farm of brains to power AI.
So there's no way robots should win, is what you're saying. Because, you know, that's the other thing people are afraid of. They feel like, you know, they've watched all of these movies where the robots take over and that's the end of the world. There's no way the robots can win. They shouldn't.
What was that again?
There's no way the robots can win. Like, none of these movies that we've seen, these apocalyptic movies where robots take over, could happen.
Did that sound dumb to you?
No. Just now? I don't... The optimistic part of me, mm-hmm. which is the majority governing side of how I look at the world, is no. Mm. Because that's not how they're programmed. Mm-hmm. They're not programmed to. But there's who's to say that there's not some wacko out there that wants to program that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To be like the, you know, the owner of the wickedest freaking pit bulls in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who's to say? Who knows?
Right.
But believing in humanity. Humanity has proven that although we've made mistakes, it's not in our nature to build something that's going to take us out.
The nuclear bomb?
Well, the nuclear bomb, that's a moment where humans were at our worst. And I believe in humanity too much to think that we're going to be at our worst to that extreme again. You trip, you fall. Mm-hmm. Very rarely do you trip, you fall, and fall, and fall, and fall, and fall. It's not in our balance, and that's not how we are. Mm-hmm. We fall, we scratch our knee, we break our leg, and then from there, you're super cautious. And I think human as an organism is more like that. Then it is like, I fall, I bust my face, and then I'm careless and I'm just going to throw my face on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's not what we are as a society, as a community, as a species, as an organism.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So just being optimistic, like I said, wearing that. Or I could go down that path creatively, imaginatively, and
mm-hmm.
we should all just... Let's all just jump out the building now. Fuck
it. You're right. You got to be Sounds of Blackness. Definitely. Be optimistic. You got to keep your head to the sky. You have to.
Like, wow. I just heard the end of the song with the lady. I love that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you musically? Where are you at musically right now?
We got a new song coming out for the Bad Boys 4.
Nice.
Soundtrack. So that's really, really cool to have.
Black Eyed Peas?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody?
Yep, everybody.
Fergie too?
Well, we got a bunch of everybody's.
Okay.
I know that's right.
So Black Eyed Peas, so if you say everybody and don't mention Kim Hill, well, then that's not true. That's not good to Kim Hill.
Mm.
So when you say everybody, you don't mention Macy Gray or Estero, that's not good to our past either. So
Black Eyed Peas. Black Eyed Peas?
We rock with Macy Gray on 2 albums.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, those are the records that didn't really sell that well.
Oh, okay. got you.
But we have a history before Fergie, so when people tell me everybody, I'm like, which everybody? Yeah. Kim Hill everybody? And I love her, that's my big sister.
Mm-hmm.
The Fergie everybody.
They're talking about the Fergie everybody.
Yeah.
The Fergie everybody. Well, then we have a current with J-Ray, where it hits, and with 20-year-olds at, you know, 15-year-olds, mm-hmm. that when we did Songs of Fergie, that 15-year-old, it was 2.
Mm-hmm.
And 18, they come in with their parents to our shows singing Ritmo and Mamacita. Mm-hmm. 18, 20-year-olds, you know, there was five.
So Fergie's not on it, to answer the question.
She's not on
it. I'm trying to turn me on it. Well, that's all we're trying to.
Oh, you 40. Yeah, 45.
Oh, Fergie's not on it.
But to the 20-year-olds out there that like J Ray, so?
J Ray's on it.
Yeah. Got you.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, but yeah, so like
what happened after the national anthem controversy? You didn't want anything to do with her anymore?
Jesus.
No, like Bad Boys, the Bad Boys 3 song that we did, Ritmo, Fergie wasn't on that.
Okay.
You know, that was song? Before the national anthem.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, the
you remember you saw the national anthem controversy, right?
See, I'll be looking at the world optimistic.
Good answer. Good answer.
I keep my head to the sky.
Good answer, man. Good answer.
I love that. I love that.
Well, I am, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Can they download your new app and all that stuff?
Yeah,
now?
Download FYI.AI. And if you want to see Finn and Fiona in action, check me out on SiriusXM, on my SiriusXM radio show. Well, the very first co-host that's AI is Fiona on my radio show. Mm-hmm. And it's fresh.
It's a pleasure. Well, I've never not learned something from you. Mm-hmm. Literally. Yeah. Every time you come and have a conversation with us, I learn something. I walk away like, oh, man, I need to look into that more.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Absolutely. Thank you, guys. It's always a pleasure to come here. Like, and congratulations on the success. It just keeps growing. The subjects you talk about are, like, heavy subjects. Mm-hmm. And light subjects, funny subjects. You guys like cover the whole entire. It's funny. It's fun. It's informative. It's like, wow, damn! Like you really push. You really push guests. Your fearlessness is like, wow, that's dope. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Will.I.Am. Well, it's Will.I.Am. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.